The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Shmirim V'Hayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'asei Yedehem. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied. Then the Shvat Moraz Zekani, Rabbi Yosef Ben Sarav, and the Marad Zekanati, the Abba Tzarav, and Abraham Ben Estel, Wachshav Tel Hamid Gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Fuach Shalom Moshe Medina Tzarav Muhammad Tachayel. Shalom Tachayel. Ena Rafan Anaim. Ena Rafan Anaim. Fatan Nefesh. Fatan Gur. Fatan Kerem Alu Vichen. Yira Sumar Marim. And begin today's daf in Pedal Ramud Bet. And we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, starting with the Braita. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Kol Hatenaim Poslim Begit. Divrei Rabbi. Oh, so Rabbi has an interesting shita over here. He says that any Tanai, any condition that you write in the get itself, is posel the get. Even if the condition is fulfilled, you don't write conditions in the get itself. Now, that's, for example, on the condition that you give me 200 zoos. Now, whatever the condition may be, it's pasul. Even though it was fulfilled. And we'll see exactly why. V'achamim omrim, kol sheposel ba'al peh, posel bechtav. V'chol she'enu posel ba'al peh, eno posel bechtav. Good. If it will be pasul verbally, it's going to be pasul written. But if it's a type of tanai, that verbally it's a good condition, so therefore, even if it's written in the get itself, it's okay. That's the rabbi's barometer. So give us an example. Chutz sheposel al peh, posel bechtav. Right? Chutz is a shiur. That's pasul if you say it verbally. So if you're going to write it in the get, it makes the get pasul. Al menat she'eno posel al peh, eno posel bechtav. Good, but al menat, as we learned, that's a regular condition. Well, I'm giving you a get, al menat, that you'll be mutated to everybody, but you won't be mutated to that guy. It's a condition. Which is really the get is working for everybody. He threw a condition to that guy. So there we said the get is good when it's al menat. So therefore, just like it would be good verbally, if you wrote it in the get itself, also the get would be okay. Comes the Imran says that. That's the machlok in Hakamim and Rabbi Amar Bizera. So Rabbi Zera says machaloket lifnei hatoref. It's talking about where did you write the Tanai? It's talking about where you wrote the Tanai before the Torif. The Torif is, we learned earlier, the Ikar Get. That's the part of the Get that is Mati the lady. Okay, that's the part where it puts the name, and his name, and the date, and all the Ikar information of the Get. So if you wrote it before the Torif, the Rabbi Sabar Gazrinan Al Menat Atu Chutz. Rabbi says, I'm worried. If you're going to write a regular normal Tanai before the Torif, I'm worried that you're going to come to write Chutz. And if you do Chutz before the Torif, then it's going to be a problem. Which is, even Rabbi is more, if you write a regular condition before the Torif, so what? Regular condition, verbally a regular condition is good. Shouldn't hurt if you write it in the get. But if you're going to write a regular condition, it might lead that you're going to write Chutz. And if you do Chutz, it's going to be possible. Then he makes a Gezerah. The Rabbanan Sabri, Lo Gazinan Al Menad, Atu Chutz. Abal, Ve'ahara Torif, Devrei Akol, Kasher. But after the Torif, write any condition you want. Because I'm not concerned about any type of gezerah. Umatnitin diktani kadvu. Oh, now our Mishnah, we said what? If you wrote in the get, ve'okimna bechutz, And what would we say it's pasul if you write in the get? If you write chutz, it's pasul in the get. Aval al-minat, lo pasil. But if you wrote al-minat in the get, it's not pasul, which means, go back to Amishnah. Amishnah said, ketavo beget. Pasul, the get is pasul. What did you write in the get? So we learned, you wrote chutz in the get. Because you wrote chutz in the get is pasul. Maspa, if you wrote al-minat in the get is, who's that going like? Iba'etema lifnea toref rabbanan. I could see that Mishnah is talking about where you wrote Al-Minat Lifnei Torif, and it's going like Rabbanan, don't make a Gezerah Al-Minat Atu Chutz V'ibayitema Le'achara Torif V'divra Kol. I can say the Mishnah is going after the Torif, according to everybody. Where everybody else after the Torif, you can write Al-Minat. Very good. Then Rav Amar comes along and says Mahaloket Le'achara Torif. Oh, he learns the Mahaloket stricter. That the machloket is even after the torif is zikara get. The Rabbi sabar gazir and atu lefnei torif. Unbelievable. Which means he makes a gezerah that I'm not going to let you write any condition after the torif, atu a condition that you're going to write before the torif, and that's a gezerah atu chutz. So it's really gezerah le gezerah, but the Rabbi says it's all one big gezerah. Again, Rabbi is going to be machmir. No conditions in the get whatsoever. I'm not going to let you write even after the torif. The get was written b'kashrut. The condition was only written afterwards. Doesn't matter. Gizra after atu. Before. And before atu you're going to write chutz. That's going to be posel the get. The Rabbanan said, look, gazir atu lefnei torif. The rabbi said, no. After the torif is going to be permissible. We're not going to make a gizra. Aval lefnei torif. But everybody's going to say, according to this version, before the Torah, any condition in the get is going to be pasul. And the Mishnah that when you wrote chutz in the get, if you write aminat, the condition in the get, it's not pasul. Ahara Torah v'rabbanani. We'll say the only way it'll work out on Mishnah is it's after the Torah, aliba v'rabbanan. Okay, so we have a machloket, how to learn this machloket to be in a banan. It's going to affect exactly how you learn the Mishnah. Tani Abu the Rabbi Abin, the father of Rabbi Abin at a bright, Kame the Rabbi Zera, father of Rabbi Zera. Katav get al tenai. You wrote a get on condition, which means in the get itself you put a stipulation. Devrea kol pasul. Everybody says pasul. So the Gemara says, hold it. Devrea kol pasul? Is it indeed devrea kol pasul? Ve'am miflag paligi. What are you talking? We have each other machlok the banan and Rabbi. How could you come and tell me devrea kol pasul? Didn't we just say it's a machloket? Ela ema li devrea kol kasher. Then everybody's going to say it's kasher. Hold it. Everybody's going to say it's kasher? It's also not accurate. Mechidameh. Oh, le'achar hatoref. Which means we'll learn according to the rabbi called Rabbi Zera that learned after the toref, everybody says the condition is okay. Because according to the first way we learned, Rabbi Zera said the whole mahalog between Rabbi Hachemi was what? Before the toref. But after the Torah, if a condition is going to be okay. So this blighter that says, if you wrote a condition in the get, is kasher, is the vrah kol. Who's the vrah kol? After the Torah, if Ali Badr, the other way, you learn the machloket. So Gemara says, velema reze pasul. What do you mean? Why don't you learn the blighter? Don't make it kasher. Say, areze pasul, verabi. And it's going to Rabbi. Because Rabbi says what? Putting a condition in the get is going to be pasul. Look at Rashi, third line. Velema le Rabbi Zera le Tana teni areze pasul velo titni divra kol. Velema Rabbi, which means instead of changing, you want to say that what the Braita's language you said what divra kol pasul. So we're trying to figure out. Give me a case where it's going to be divra kol pasul. Oh, make it divra kol kasher. Change from divra kol pasul to divra kol kasher. And how could you make that make sense? Lahara torif. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, why? Why don't you learn it? Take away the divra kol. And just say, katav tenai beget, hareze pasul, and you can make that blaita aliba derbi, which means you have two ways to adjust the blaita. Either I can make it divra kol kasher, That's one way the Braita makes sense according to everybody, as long as you establish it after the Torif. Or take out the Devar HaKol. Just change kasher, keep pasul in the Braita. Take out the word Devar HaKol. So it's just pasul, like I said, but it's going according to Rabbi. Gemara says, Tana Devar HaKol Atniya kasher bepisul mehlafle. Hareze bedevar HaKol lo mehlafle. Which means the Gemara says like this. The Braita, we have two options what to change. You can either change the word Devar HaKol, or take out that word Devar HaKol, or you can change it from Kasher to Pasul. In all odds, probably we're not going to make a mistake on the words Devar HaKol. If the Braita used the word Devar HaKol, we're not going to make a mistake that what? Change the words Devar HaKol just to mean Pasul. Ela Devar HaKol stays. The Kasher and Pasul we got mixed up on. We thought it said Devar HaKol Pasul. So we're changing it to Kasher, which is easy if you're going to change a Braita. Don't change the word Devar HaKol. That we're not going to make a mistake. When we heard the Braita, we heard the word Devar HaKol. That stays in. The mistake we made was, it was a Devar HaKol Kasher, it was a Devar HaKol Pasul. So it's easy for us to say Devar HaKol Kasher and make it according to everybody after the Torah. But to make it like a B, you got to take out the word Devar HaKol. That's already difficult to say that we misheard the Braita. Normally when you're a Braita, the word Devar HaKol, we're going to make a mistake. We're not going to make a mistake on that word. And like, Kasher HaPasul made a mistake on, okay, look at that. She says, Tana Devar HaKol Etniya. Al-Kurhan Devar HaKol Etniya Rabbe Letana. The words Devar HaKol was in the Braita. The Etniya Rezeh. If it just said HaRezeh instead of Devar HaKol, no other Mechlaf Devar HaKol. They would never have made a mistake to use the word Devar HaKol if it just said HaRezeh. Even if he forgot the real Girsa, he would always know the word of Rako was in there. Okay, good. Very good. Now we start the next Mishnah. Interesting case. Guy comes along, now we're talking about Shiurim. Guy comes along, but you remain forbidden to your, to your father, and to my father, and to your father. لأحي والأحيكا to my brother and to your brother لعبد أو لفديك كابيم to an عبد or to a goy والخال ميش إن علاف كدوشين or for that matter anybody that كدوشين is not حال on كشير why because that's not considered a shiur because she was a suit to these people anyway let me give you one example could a lady marry her father
no.
Okay. If she marries her father is there kedushin there
no
kedushin's not even hal so therefore that's not considered a shiur he didn't hold back anything which means she was asut to these people anyway so when God comes along and says you are at muteret echol adam except to your father that's not considered shiur thank you she was asut to the father anyway that's not considered holding back anything from the get or your brother or my brother or a goy or an eved all these things are asut and kedushin is not even Tofes. So if it's not considered a shiur,
that and saying you muteret unless you go to the moon or like we said earlier, we learned things or you go to their home or you go to the moon. Or
so what did we say over there?
We said it's kasher. It's
cause we said over there the guy just tried to mitzaira. Because
right.
that's an impossibility. That we hear.
So
she can marry the father. That's the point. When the kiddushin is not hal, it's not a shiur. The hadush is the second line. Hareya muteret lechol adam el almana lekohen gadol. But let's say he tells his wife, "You muteret lechol adam, but you're not allowed to a kohen gadol." Now an almana is not allowed to marry a kohen gadol. But if an almana marries a kohen gadol, the kiddushin is hal.
Yeah.
It's just that they made it isur. Oh, so since the kiddushin is hal, so therefore you held back, which means you have to say that muteret lechol adam, even though he said, but you're not going to be muteret to the kohen gadol. Since kiddushin is hal, he held back on that kiddushin, which means for sure. Hey, watch you read further. No. V'girusha v'halutza lekohen gadol. or let's say a divorcee or a halusa to a kohen idiot, which it's asur, but the kiddushin is hal mamzeret v'netina liyisrael, which means if a Jew is not allowed to marry a mamzeret, but if they do get married, the kiddushin is hal and netina as well. Bat yisrael mamzer, or the opposite, a bat yisrael marrying a mamzer and a netin. Dechol mi sheyesh alav kiddushin afilu ba'avera, even if the kiddushin is a sin, pasul. But until now, we always learn what harei amuter lechol. But no get. Why? Because it has the matira to the whole entire world. You held back. Now we have two hadushim. Hadush number one, harei amuter lechol adam, except for you to your father. That's nothing. She was never mutar to her father. Kiddushin is not held by her father. That's not considered a shiur. The get is again. The hadush over here is even if he holds back in the averah type of kiddushin. Harei amuter lechol adam, but you're not muteret to this to the Kohen Gadol, Shamana, let's say. Well, you might argue and say, that's not a shiur. She's a suit anyway. No, but since if she gets married, the kiddushin is a kiddushin, so therefore it's possible that they can get married. Technically, it can be hal. Therefore, if he holds that back, it's going to posel the get. Comes the Gemara and begins. Now, klala deresha le'atuye sh'ar hibe kiritut. If you look at the beginning, it says, in the language of the Mishnah, after it gave all the cases over here, that's already like you gave a generality. You gave specific examples. Father, your father, my brother, your brother, and anybody that kiddushin is not hal. Well, what is that extra word? And anybody that kiddushin is not hal. What is it coming to include? Sha'ar chibe kiritut. Other type of chibe kiritut, which means there are chibe kiritut, the kiddushin is not hal. Anybody that's karet, the kiddushin will not be hal. So that line is coming to all other type of relations that the kiddushin will not be hal. Klalad de sefa la tuye shar hayuve lavin. In the sefa, we gave examples of almanat to kohen gadol, kiddushat to kohen jod, and then it says, and anybody that the kiddushin is a sin, but it's hal. What is that coming to include? Other types of sins that are only isur lav, that the kiddushin will be hal. Okay, now we start with some cases. Questions now, all questions. Question number one. In the parentheses, just gives you an example, by the way. For example, an Ammoni. Let's make believe we're going to read the parentheses, okay? Let's give the case of Ammoni. Is a person allowed to marry an Ammoni? No. Lo yavo Ammoni b'kal Hashem. But if somebody marries an Ammoni, is the kiddushin hal? Yes, because only isul lav. And what's the law? By isul lav, the kiddushin is hal. So therefore, if a guy comes along and says, harei amuter lechol adam, except this Ammoni guy, to get this pasul. Because it's considered a shiur, because the kiddushin will be hal. Okay, ba'amine ravam rav nahman. Chutz mikiddushe katan. Okay, let's start. Harei amuter lechol adam. You mutar to marry anybody except to that katan. Now what is that, the chutz mekedushe katan? She says, chutz meploni vekatanu. Now, a katan, technically, really doesn't have a kedushin.
Yes.
A katan. The way he is now. So you could argue that's not a shiur. Because he's not, it's like saying, harei at muter kodam except this tissue box. Tissue box doesn't have kedushin, it's not a shiur. So you could argue that the katan, right now, the way he is now, he's not ability to make a kedushin. Or you could say, but this boy is better than a tissue box. Because when he matures, he'll have a kiddushin, and therefore, what you did is you made a shiur to somebody that is in potential. Right? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, Ba'amini Rabbah ben Abdaman, Chutz mikiddushe katan. Right? Ma'u, mi'amnin hashta mi'alav bar havayahu. Do you say, bottom line, right now, he cannot make a kiddushin, so therefore it's not considered a shiur. Or dilma atir lichra levaya. Or do you say, he's going to grow up and he'll be in the perasha. Therefore, you held back. The get is not a complete get. You got a matira to the whole world. So Kazi Gavran says, Amar le tanituha. What are you talking about? We learned it. Which means we have a bright that approved this over here. Ketana mitgareshet bekidushe abia. A ketana Let's say, how's the case that I get married? Let's review. A father can marry his daughter off. That's Kiddushin Doraita. In biti natati la'ish hazeh. Torah says. What happens? The father, he even gets the Kiddushin, the father. Mm-hmm. Father, hare at mikudeshet to this guy over here. The guy gives the father the money. She's mikudeshet mideoraita. Now the father died. Okay? So the deen is ketanam mitgareshet bekiddushe aviyah. Which means she is able to accept a get for kiddushin deoraita that her father made. Now, amai. So we hold it. How could that be? Vabaina viyatsea vayeta. Which means, lechaora, we have a rule. You can only get divorced if you were able to get in.
Wow.
This lady on her own was not able to get in. So how could she get out? But the, you know, clearly she can't get out because she can receive her own get. You know what I have to say? Ela atyal lichlal havaya. Ela the pshat is she will mature into a girl that can receive. So therefore, similarly, hachanameh atyal lichlal havaya. So tome the katan will say, since she's going to mature into somebody that can receive a kiddushin, it's a shiur. Therefore, the get is to be pasul. So we answer that question, which means even though right now he doesn't have a kiddushin, so you might think it's not a shiur. Since he's going to mature into a one that can accept kiddushin, so you limited the get. The get's not affecting this guy. So therefore, the get is pasul. Next case, chutz min hanoladim. Oh, now we're upping the stakes. Hare at muteret lechol adam, except for these people that are not born yet.
They're not in the world?
Not even in the world yet. Now, you could argue and say, well, they're not here yet. Some of them are maturing. They're not here yet. So Gemara says, Mao, hashta miya lo echelit. They're not born yet. Oh, dilma atide demityalde. Now listen, eventually they're going to be born. And once they're born, and they're going to mature again, so therefore, it's a shiur. You're holding back. Abade tarituha. What did he say? It's in the Braita. Actually, the Mishnah. Okay, this is the Mishnah. I stand correct. Le'eved. Oh, it's our Mishnah. Le'eved ul'ovde kochavim. Oh, what does a guy come along and say in our Mishnah? Hare at muteret echol adam except for le'eved and ovde kochavim. What do we say? That's nothing. Eved kochavim is not a shiur because you can't marry them. It's not even tofes. Because it says im ita eved ovde kochavim name avidi demigayre. What do you mean? Maybe he'll come along and say that what? They can convert. Mm-hmm. And therefore, since they can convert, they say, Gedushin. Oh, so therefore, you can say the same thing over here, that by, and you don't say that. Eli, well, you don't go on the future, which means, bottom line, right now, the guys are going. You don't say, they're gonna convert. So similarly over here, they're not born yet. You're not gonna say, they're gonna be born. So comes again, Gemara says, "Hanach lav leiguyure kaimeod." Big difference. This goy, he's not destined to convert. Well, it's automatically he's going to convert. The reason why, when a guy's mishayer a goy, and you don't say, "Oh, he's going to convert," because who says he's going to convert? Is it automatically he's going to convert? Of course not. However, Hanach leiguyure kaimeod. They're going to be born. These kids. That's every kid's born. What's that mean? That's Rosh Chiyah, maybe. That's Rosh Chiyah. Which point is, he's going to be born. Look at that she. That she says, "Eved v'rechayin ame hamatzid v'mabu atidid v'megayde." Right? Why don't you say they're going to convert? And you didn't call that a shiur. So the Gemara says, come on, an Eved or a goy converting. Who said they're going to convert? A lady's pregnant. Is she going to give birth? It's going to emerge. Okay, the mitah lo hashinan. But to be born? So therefore it's considered a shiur. So we have no ra'aya from our Mishnah. Just because we didn't suspect to a goy converting does not mean we're not going to suspect that if he's mishayir a future nolad, in the chalami, that could be a shiur. Therefore, the get is going to be pasul. Okay, now the Gemara gives another question. Chutz mi ba'al achota. Okay, let's go slow. You have two sisters. Okay, they're married to two guys. Rachel is married to the Uvin,
Le'az married to Shimon. Okay? Shimon is not allowed to marry. Reuven is married to Rachel. Shimon is married to Le'ah. Rachel and Le'ah's sisters. It is forbidden from the Torah to marry Achot Ishto. As long as the person's wife is still alive, he's not allowed to marry his wife's sister. Okay? That's a law. That's a Sumna Torah. I cannot marry that situation. However, the Torah says, if his wife dies, then his wife's sister becomes permissible. So now we have a case. Now, Achot Ishto is considered Isur Karet. Okay, so therefore, the Chaura, it should not be considered a Shiur. Right? Right? Except to Shimon. And Shimon's married to your sister, so therefore you cannot marry him. He made the Shiur. So anyway, he cannot be married. Because Shimon's going to marry, because they're still alive. So it should be okay. So the Gemara says, Mao, hashta miya lo hajale. Right now, it's fine, it's not permissible. O dilma zimnin demeta ahota. It's possible, it could be permissible. Because if the sister dies, then she becomes permissible, the hajale.
That's the same case.
So Amar le tani tua. So the Gemara says, we're going to the Mishnah. Eved ve'avdei kavim nami avidid megayire. They're able to convert, and you don't suspect conversion. So therefore, we're not going to suspect for death. Girut lo shkiha. Your conversion might not be shkiah. Mita shkiah, which means there people die. Everybody dies. Not everybody converts. Eventually. And eventually people are going to die. It doesn't have to be today.
It's inevitable.
No. For you, your boom case has to be the second. But Mita, eventually,
any point
they could die. So therefore, I have to say what? Since Mita is Shchiha, therefore it's a Shiur. Therefore, when a guy comes over and says, Harei Muter Lechol Adam, except to this guy is really now going to end up marrying two sisters, you have to say that what? It's a Shiur. Because it's possible that his wife could die, the mother said, Rachel, and therefore to Le'ah, it'll be permissible, therefore it's considered a Shiur. Quran says in the next case, Chutz Mizinutech. Mau. Hare at muteret lechol adam, except he limited the Girushin, that what? To the one that you have znut with. So then already the get is not halakha by that guy. Now, she has a note. So what's the case? Binisu'in haloshiyet. Maybe I said the get is a get because the get marriage, he didn't hold back anything. Which means, you want to marry somebody, the get is a get, lechol ha'olam. He only limited the get is a note. So maybe, so long as the get marriage, it was matira to the whole world, the get is a get. Odil mashiyer libibi'ah. Or maybe no, he held back on bi'ah, which means bi'ah legabed his guy. There's no get. How do you look at it? Do you look at it that he was matir marriage to the whole world? If he matir marriage, then the get is a get. Or do you look at it? He restricted the get legabed bi'ah to somebody else, which is when the guy says that it.
What is it?
The guy said areat muteret lechol adam, except to the person that you have bi'ah znut with.
Which you will have.
Yes, which means if you go in the future and you go with a guy, you no kiddushin, no nothing, you're considered married to be legabe that.
Wow.
So do you say that that's not a shiur because legabe marriage, he was matira to marry whoever she wants. Muter lechol adam. Or do you say, no, it's a shiur because legabe bi'ah, he held her back. Which is maybe when you sing Aret Muter lechol adam, it has to be, she has to be able to have a bi'ah. With anybody, that's what meaning. It's there's not going to be a shiur legabe bi'ah. That's the way I'm looking at it. Do you say the shiur has got to? Do you say it's got to be matir nisuin to the whole world, or it's got to be matir when there's no strings to any bi'ah to the whole world? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le tani tua. Back to our Mishnah. Le'aba ul abich. Okay, what the guy say? Hare mutar lechol adam, except my father and your father. What do we say? It's not a shiur because
It's asur. Now, what's the case? Ubimai. What was he holding back? Idima binisuin about the abich binisuin. You know, he couldn't have been holding back nisuin because there's no nisuin anyway to these people. So, ela, what was he restricting? Ela la biznut. Ela, what was he saying? That if you commit znut with my father, the kiddushin is not going to be a get. Or the get is not going to be a get. Oh, so the Gemara says le'aba u'le'abich hu de'lo shiyir, which means in that case over there, it's not going to be considered a shiyur because they're not ra'ui for nisuin. So therefore, the bznut also is not going to be a restriction. However, ha le'aher shiyir, but somebody else where she's able to get married to, so the znut is going to be a shiyur. I repeat it again. The Gemara Mishnah gave an interesting case. Except what? Except to my father. See, one case, my father. Now, what did he mean? What's the shiur? You can't marry my father? Marriage is off the table. We know that there's no nisuin. And I must have been saying what? That the get is going to be held back if you commit znut with my father. Now, right. In that case over there, he's holding back. What did Mishnah say? It's nothing. That's not a shiur. Why? Because since they're not marriageable, so therefore even the znut is not going to be a holding back. But Mashmah, in a case where marriage would work, so znut would be holding back. And therefore, a regular guy, Hareat Mutar Lechol Adam holds Mizinutech. So the Kaorah, that would be a holding back a shiur. Therefore the get should be pasul. Yeah. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Dilma bin nisuin. De'abar bin sif. Which is, don't learn the Mishnah so deep. Learn the Mishnah if the husband said to his wife, Hareh muter lechol adam, except if you marry my father. And he meant marriage. And what? She went and she got married. And the reason why it's not a shiur, because the marriage is not how. But who says? Maybe if he was restricting from zanut, zanut is nothing. Which means only a shiur in nisuin is going to be an issue. And he said, so long as you don't marry my father. And what did she do? She didn't know. She married the father. Married the father, the marriage is not hal. Which means he didn't kavanah for zanut. His kavanah was what? This shiur is in marriage. She didn't know. She married the father. They get this hal. Why? That's not considered a shiur. But maybe when it comes to zanut, znut could be what? Znut could be, the get is going to be considered a shiur. I'm sorry, the get will not be considered a shiur. No. It's not possible to get. Which means, maybe only in our Mishnah, the guy said nisuin. So when the guy said nisuin, that's because the mother and the custom is talking about, again, nisuin by the father, the reason why it's not going to be ha, because there's no nisuin by the father. But by another guy where there is nisuin, it'll be considered a shiur. But znut's not considered, which is the only item that's considered a shiur is nisuin. Znut is not considered. And that's why we said nisuin of the father, that's not hal, it's not a shiur. A nisuin of another guy, Reuven, it's a shiur. Znut, we never talked about znut. Znut is never an item. As long as he's a matira to marry the whole world, that's not considered a shiur. Now the Gemara lists five more sefikot. We go one at a time. You ready? Chutz mishelo kedarka mahu. There's two types of bi'ah. There's a regular bi'ah, kedarka, and there's bi'ah shelo kedarka. That's unnatural cohabitation. That's on the other side. So now comes the Gemara and says, Hare'at muteret lechol adam, except for a guy that's going to marry you with a bi'ah shelo kedarka. So comes the Gemara and says, do I say, well, listen, the Gaber regular bi'ah, he didn't hold back, and if he was matira to the whole world, the Torah, when it refers to the ways of being with a lady, it says mishkeve, implying that what? That there is two ways. And therefore, could be that's considered a shiur, which means could be bi'ash shelo kedarka. The Torah considers that one of the ways of mishkeve isha, and therefore he held back. Next question: חוץ מהפרת נדרייך. הרי המותרת לכל אדם, but what? I still get to make הפרת נדרים. I still get the rights to break your נדרים. So comes the one that says, wow, בנישואין הלא שיהיה. Well, לגבי the marriage, she didn't hold back. She can marry when she wants. עוד למה, אישה יקימנו ואישה יפירנו כתיב. Maybe that's considered holding back, because it says the husband makes hafara. You're already influencing the husband there. Yeah. You influence the issue there. So therefore, could be so attached.
Yeah.
Question. Next case. Chutz mitrumatech, which means he comes along and says that hareya mutera lechol adam. But if you marry a kohen, you can't eat teruma. Now, wow. Benisuin halo shiir. Lagav benisuin, he didn't hold back anything. She can marry whatever she wants. The way that she learned is the way we explain the case. When the guy comes along and says that what hareat mutar lechol adam, but if you marry a kohen, you're not going to be able to eat teruma. So the question is, mao is it a shiur? Benisuin halo shiir. Lagav benisuin, he didn't hold back anything. Or dilma kinyan kaspo ketiv. The Torah says that when you marry a kohen, the wife becomes kinyan kaspo is asset. That's why she can eat teruma. All the queen's assets can eat teruma, and therefore you're affecting the kinyan, and therefore it's holding back on the get. Now Tosfot has a question over here. Tosfot says, "What are you talking about? You now have a case over here, because if she's going to marry a kohen, so it's a divorcee marrying a kohen, right? Divorcee marrying a kohen becomes a halala. She can't eat teruma anyway. So Tosfot, what's in the case? It's talking about where the kohen himself is married, and the kohen gives a get to his wife, and he says, I'm giving you this get, but on the condition you can still eat teruma. So do you say what? Do you say that legabin nisuin, he's matiring out everything else, or do you say no? But he's holding her back because she's still considered kinyan kaspo, and therefore there's a shiur over here. So it's the gemara himself. That's the way Tosfot explains the dilemma. Chutz mirushatech. Next case, the fifth dilemma is actually the fourth dilemma. Chutz mirushatech, which means I'm giving you a get, yimuter lechol adam, but I still inherit you. Normally, when a wife dies, the husband inherits. So he's holding back the inheritance. So Gemara says, "Benisuin haloshiyer." Again, maybe like a benisuin, he didn't hold her back. She married. Odem alishero v'yarash ota, which is yirusha, is connected to the marriage, and therefore he held back. And therefore, ketiv. Last question: Chutz mikdushatayich b'shtar. I'm holding back. Anybody that makes a kiddushin to you with a shtar. Now there's three ways to make kiddushin. Kesef?
Shtar.
Money. Shtar. Document. Or bi'ah. Marry anybody you want. But the guy that gives you a shtar for the kiddushin, the gabe that guy, you're not divorced. So Agarbar says, now, mi'amrin al-efshar de-mikayideshka be-kesef or bi'ah. He didn't really hold her back to anything, because he can really marry anybody just with different methods. We say that what? All the havayot are connected to each other, which means the three ways. Kesef, shtar, and therefore if he holds back on one, it's considered a shiur, and therefore it's no good. So the Gemara answers all these questions. Tiku. We have to wait for Eliyahu and Navi. The last 8 or 9 questions remain unresolved. First ones the Gemara answered, but the last ones are resolved. Next, Mishnah. Now we get to the nitty gritty. What's written in a get? We never discussed that. What's the text of a get? Gufo shel get, the ikar text of the get. Hare at muteret lechol adam. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to add the following words. I'm going to read it first in the Aramaic, then we'll explain it. Veden deyehve lechi minai sefer teruchin. Ve'igeret shibukin ve'get peturin. Now, ve'den yeve. This shtar will be from me, minai from me, to you from me, lechi minai.
To you from me.
Right, to you. Lach mimeni. Sifr girushin, book of divorce, igeret aziba, a document of abandonment, and get shiluach, a get that sends you off. So the beauty is you got to write that clearly in the get itself, because you have to specify and say it's from me to you. Okay, continue. We're continuing the text. Lemehach lehitnaseba lechol gevar detisviyin. That you can go and you can marry any person that you want. Okay? As long as it's mutar. Gufo shel get shechnur. What's the main text when you want to free a slave? Evet kanani. So one of the ways of freeing it, evet kanani, give mishtar. So what's the main text? Hare at bat horin. That's a shepha. You are free. Hare at le'atzmech. You are to yourself. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Pshita, it's obvious. Amar la le'ishto. He wrote in the get, Hare at bat horin. You are free. Lo amar kilum. The wife is not the slave of the husband. And therefore, using a term like that, you are free, is not going to be a language of a get. Or the opposite. Amar la le'shifchato. If he tells his maidservant, Hare'at muteret techol adam, you're permissible to marry whoever you want, lo amar velo kilum. Because she didn't talk about the freedom of work. So in a shifcha, you gotta mention the work. By a lady, you gotta mention that she's permissible techol adam. So if you switch the terminologies around, no good. Now here's the question. Amar la la isha, Hare'at le'atzmich. Now, you should be to yourself. Well, what does that mean? Now, legamri ka'amarla? Does it mean in totality you should be to yourself? Which means not only your work should be to yourself, but you should be to yourself in the sense that you are now free to marry whoever you want. Or limelacha ka'amarla. Or when he says you should be to yourself, all he's doing is saying is you can keep your work. So hare'at la'atzmech, the question is how far does that go? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Ravina le Vashet. Tashema, I'll bring you proof. Did not. Gufo shel get shehrur. What's the main text of a get of a servant? Hare at bat horin, hare at le'atzmech. Now, it's enough to say to a servant, hare at le'atzmech, which means you are to yourself. So the Gemara makes a kav nachomen. Uma avda dekani le gufe. The eved, you own the eved. And still what? When you say the word you ought to yourself, he acquires his own himself. Isha de lo kani gufa lo kol sheken. A lady where you don't own her, all the more so areat la'atzmech will give her freedom to go marry whoever she wants, which means from an ownership standpoint, who is owned more? Obviously the servant is owned, his body is owned to the master. So you need a strong language to release. Hare at le'atzmech is enough. It's strong enough to give the servant back his self. Certainly a lady, that the self is not owned by the husband, certainly hare at le'atzmech, you are to yourself, means free to go get married and all that. Amma le ravina le rav asher. So we come out, it's mutar. Hare at le'atzmech is okay. Amar le la'avdo. Okay, guy tells an Evet Kanani, but he wrote it in the Shtar. En li esek bach. He says, I have nothing to do with you. Mahu. What does that mean, I have nothing to do with you? How do you interpret that over there? Okay? Could be it means you're free, or you don't have to work for me. You know, you keep your work for yourself, but you're still mine. Amar le rav hanin le rav asher. Va'am le rav hanin mechusna'a le rav asher. Tashima de Tanya. Hamocher avdo le'oved kochavim yatsa le'harut. We have a law. An Eved Kanani is hayav in mitzvot. Well, he's hayav in mitzvot as a lady. There is a certain connection that he's hayav in mitzvot. The rabbi said it's forbidden to sell an Eved to goyim. And the rabbi's penalized. The guy who sells the Eved to a goy, number one, you got to redeem him at all costs, because now he can't do mitzvot. And number two, once you redeem him, he goes free. Okay? Because we don't want you to sell him to a goy. So it says, Hamocher avdo doved krim yatsa leharut. But what? You got to give him his papers, which means he doesn't go free automatically, because a goy doesn't have the kinyan on a person. A Jew can buy a Eved Kanani. A goy cannot buy an Eved Kanani. So the kinyan is still by the Jew. So he has, you have to free him. He has to give him a paper of freedom. Because otherwise he's not going to be able to get married to a Jewish girl. As long as he's a slave, he cannot marry a Jewish girl. The goy owns the eved for his work. A goy can own a person for the work, but he doesn't own the person himself. Therefore, the goy has the work, but the eved cannot get married. So the Torah says, the first master, we can ask him that. You got to write him a paper to free him. So it says what? When is this talking about? That he has to write him a freedom paper. Shelo katav alav ono. Which is when he sold him to the goy, he didn't write it at the time that he sold it to him. Ono is a shtar mechira. Aval katav alav ono zeu shichnuro. But if he wrote a document at the time of the selling, it's done. Now, what is this ono? What does this mean, ono? So the Gemara says, my ono, what is this document that he wrote at the time of the selling? Amar Rav Sheshat, techatav le, lechetivrach, lechetivrach mimenu, en li esibach. He told this Eved, when you run away, when you escape from this Eved, from this Ovet Kochavim, I have nothing to do with you. And what do you see from there? Writing nothing to do with you is enough to what? Matir him to get married. Therefore it's enough. It's a freedom. So therefore let's go back. A guy sells his goes Evit Kanani to an Ovet Kavim. What's the deen? You gotta free him. Now if you never discussed freedom in the beginning, you didn't write an ono, then you gotta write. Write it at Batonin. However, if in the beginning when you sold him to the goy, you told him, listen, you should know when you escape, you're free from me. But he didn't say free, he said, in the Isaac, then already, if he escapes, he's free to get married. So you see, the word in the Isaac is enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not enough to write in the get, according to Tanakama, Hare'at Mutere Lechol Adam. Rabbi is very vague. You are permissible to all people. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's got to be evident in the get who's giving to who. From me to you. The Buddha says, Then Yehve Lechi Minai Sefer Teruchin Vegeret Shevuchin. They might come and pull again. What's the machloket over here? Why does the Buddha have to have such a long language? The Banan Savre Yadayim She'en Mochichot Havyan Yadayim. Which means, a short language, even though it's not so clear, it's Yadayim, it's a language that's short and not clear. That's considered enough, as if it's considered a verbal declaration. Now, even though he did not say that what? That this is the get. It just says, it doesn't say in the get, this is the get. Hakamim say even a vague language that's not explicit from the text itself, it's obvious. What are you divorcing with? What does get? Even though it doesn't say in the get, Vidin Gita, doesn't say the words. So even though it's a vague language, the rabbis say, it's obvious. What is the guy giving out his paper for? Obviously he wants the paper to make the get, even though it doesn't say in the paper, this is the get. However, the Yehuda Sabar, Yadayim she'en mochichot lo avya yadayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. A language that's not explicit is not considered conclusive, and therefore tamad dekatav la veden, only because she wrote this is the get. The muhamelta the bagita kegamer eshla, because it's clear that you're using this get. Aval lo katav la veden. If you didn't write veden, you know what we're going to say? Amre bedibura girsha.
Wow.
I'm going to say that he wasn't using the paper. Could be he's really thinks he's divorcing her verbally. And he's just using the get as a proof that it's verbal. And therefore, the Biuda says it's got to be clear in the get that you're using the get to make the divorce. How do you do that? You're right. Within, this get is going to make the deal. Hakamim say, you don't got to do that. It's obvious that it's doing with the paper. Even though it's not obvious from the Lashon, it's a yadayim, it's a language, she'en ha-mochichot, yadayim. Otherwise, what is he giving me the paper for? The Rebbe says, no, I'll tell you what he's giving me the paper for. He's giving me the paper just as a, to prove to what he said. That's what you got to write. The get itself, vidin. It is with this get that the divorce is taking place. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.